بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وبه نستعين، ونصلي ونسلم على أفضل الخلق أجمعين، نبينا وحبيبنا وقدوتنا وإمامنا محمد بن عبد الله الهاشمي القرشي صلى الله عليه وسلم، وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد. All praise is indeed due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, creator, nourisher, cherisher, sustainer, provider, protector, curer of one and all, the one in whose hands my life and yours is, the one who controls absolutely every aspect of my existence and yours and entire existence. Complete blessings and salutations upon the masterpiece Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Hashimi al-Qurashi, the one who has taught us all the goodness that we have. Blessings and salutations upon all the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which include Jesus, may peace be upon him, Moses, Musa alayhi salam, Ibrahim, Abraham, may peace be upon them all. We ask Allah to bless us as well, and our offspring, those to come up to the day of Qiyamah. May he keep us steadfast on this deen. May he grant us the ability to understand the gift we have. For indeed, Islam is the only religion on earth that discusses in detail every single aspect of our existence. And it has in it rules and regulations governing every part of my life and yours. May he make it easy for us to adopt all these rules, to abstain from the prohibitions that he has laid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness. Honored ulama, beloved brothers and sisters, dearest listeners, it brings joy to see and to witness goodness and kindness wherever it is. If we take a look at the animals or the other creatures of the Almighty, we will notice the contact between the mother and the child, the possessiveness in the early stages. And as time progresses, the contact you will notice to the degree that the child then begins to look after the mother. I'm talking of the other creatures. When it comes to mankind, with our sophisticated minds and brains being given the best of postures, when I say that, I need to make mention of something. Allah says in Surah At-Tin, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We have indeed created man in the best posture, which means we have placed every organ of the human being in a place that nobody can come up with a better place than that, and that is our challenge. So if you look at the eyes, think of a better place to put your eyes. The Almighty who created me and you says, I challenge you. It is impossible for you to come up with a better place. And the same applies to every single organ. It's not our topic, but naturally it's a gift of the Almighty. So Allah created me and He made me. We are the most sophisticated. We have the best brain. We are probably one of the few, if not the only, creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, using the sophisticated brain of ours, we voluntarily decide not only to be disobedient to our mothers, but to make their lives difficult. I don't think even the animals do that. So it's food for thought. And this is why our mothers are a gift to us and at the same time a test. And I'll explain why I say that. But if we are to look at why is it we are supposed to be respecting our mothers, it's a simple logical answer, very logical. Put scripture aside. When I say put scripture aside, I mean just for a moment to answer the question with logic. Someone made me, someone created me, and yourselves as well. We were made by the supreme creator. He decided that I'm going to exist from this year to that year. That's my date of birth, date of death. So when he made the first creature, he created Adam, as we believe, may peace be upon him, from soil, from clay, and he made this form, and he said, be, and he was. Thereafter he created Eve or Hawa, may peace be upon her, from Adam alayhi salatu was salam. According to the correct narrations, from the rib of Adam alayhi salam, Eve was created, or Hawa, may peace be upon her. There was no mother involved there, not yet. She was the first mother. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided thereafter that when I create, I will use a means to bring you onto the earth, and I will choose who that will be, not you. There we are. So why am I who I am today? Because of the choice of my creator. He decided that I will be carried in a certain womb for so long, for 9 months. And then he created me as a test. Allah says in Surah An-Nisa, let's listen to the opening verses of the surah named after the women. An-Nisa meaning the women folk. Allah says,
Ya ayyuhan nas ittaqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahidah wa khalaqa minha zawjaha وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا.
That is too powerful. Allah says, O people, be conscious of the one who created you. Be conscious of the one who created you. From whom? From one soul, from Adam. And from him he made his spouse. And from the two of them he caused the multitude of you to spread on earth. Amazing. And then he says, so be conscious of Allah, meaning your Rabb, which means your creator, and be conscious of the wombs, al-arham, the wombs. Why does Allah say this in the beginning of Surah An-Nisa? Because we need to be conscious of the womb through which we were brought into existence, not by my choice, but by the choice of your creator. If he wanted, he could have created us without a womb. He could have, he is powerful, he can do that. But he chose a womb and he chose your mother. There was no application form filled for by any one of us prior to our birth to say, I need a mother with blue eyes, black hair. I need a mother who is from a wealthy family. I need parents like this and like that. Nothing at all. We were chosen by the Creator. We need to be happy with our mothers. Allah chose them for us as a gift. Let's move a little bit further. So this is why Allah says, be conscious of the wombs, which means your relation through the means of your creation. Allahu Akbar. Be conscious. Make sure you treat them well. Make sure every movement of yours, you tell yourself, I'm here by Allah's power through the womb of my mother. Allahu Akbar. And this is why we are not allowed to be disrespectful to our mothers, even if there is something negative that they have done. They are human beings. They have faults. But to raise the fault, to try and help them, to try and correct them, there is a method. Remember that method. Allah says in the Quran regarding your parents,
إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما.
If we witness our parents, either one of them or both of them, at old age, we should never ever utter even the word Uf, because that is disrespectful. Imagine, the word is used in the Quran, uf, alif, with a fa after it, uf. What does that mean? The way your mother says, she's not gonna tell you run 10 times around the block, no way. She's gonna tell you, please can you get up and get me the water from the fridge. I think that also doesn't come. If she can do it, she'll do it for you. You are the VIP of your mom. Allahu Akbar. But she might tell you, get me the water. You say, that is what is being spoken about in the Quran. That statement, that is the uff that we are talking about. That is prohibited in Islam. If you've done that, you have not only disrespected your mother, but your own creator has been sinned against. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. Though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to say that you should spread your wing of mercy and you should make a prayer for them to say, oh Allah, have mercy on them the same way they looked after me when I was young. What does that mean? When I was born and when you were born, we were completely helpless. Think of the moment I was born, the moment you were born. What happened? In fact, I need to start before that. When your mother was informed that you were in her womb, she became happy. Subhanallah. Imagine. But she began, in most cases, to feel the adverse health condition, to say the least. Negative health. Sometimes the nausea feeling. Why? Because you're there. Sometimes that nausea is actually fulfilled later on in life. She says, wow. You know, when we hassle them and harass them so much, still they don't feel that you should have never existed. When you were there, they had so much mercy on you. They prayed for you. Though they felt so bad, they couldn't even get up at times. They couldn't even eat because you were there. Allahu Akbar. Then what happened? As you grew, she became happier. As you became a burden in her belly, in the literal sense, because your weight developed, the heavier you became, the less she could walk, but she was happier. She prayed that you became even heavier. Allahu Akbar. Where is that? Where is that? And I'm talking of every single one of us, without exception. And she prayed, and she did this and that. And mashallah, a lot of our parents would have made so many du'as, oh my Rabb, make my child healthy. And they start listening to that surah and this surah, so much so that even if people told them fabricated things to do in order to get a child pretty or beautiful, they would do it. Like I heard one, they said, Mufti, is it correct that if you eat beans, your child will be very good looking? Allahu Akbar, we'll have a shortage of beans, believe me. That's untrue. It's not true at all. But even that, you find them eating beans, slowly but surely, eating beans. Why? One mother told me that, look, if it is true, I'm losing nothing, at least it'll work. And I said, no, a Muslim's not allowed to do that, not at all. But they did everything to ensure that you were healthy. And then what happened? As you became so heavy and they looked at themselves, subhanallah, they were so happy. The day came, they were in such excruciating pain that they saw death. They saw death with their own eyes when they delivered you. How do we treat them? They saw death. When I say that, you ask any woman who's delivered how it was. Allahu Akbar. She'll tell you, I've actually forgotten. I don't know. My baby's here. That's it. How happy they become thereafter, only Allah knows. But at that moment, wallahi, it is so severe that even Maryam, the mother of Jesus, Mary, the Virgin Mary, may peace be upon her. When she was giving birth, there was no man involved there. Remember, Allah creates in four ways. Without male, without female, like Adam, may peace be upon him. Through a male, without the involvement of a female, like Eve, she was created in that way. May peace be upon her. Through a female, without the involvement of a male, like Jesus, may peace be upon him. He was born to the Virgin Mary without the involvement of a male at all. It was the miracle from Allah. And then myself and yourselves, the involvement of a male and a female. So when she was giving birth to one of the most powerful messengers of Allah, Jesus, may peace be upon him, she looked at herself and she was in pain. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ تُسَاقِطُ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا فَكُلِي وَاشْرَبِي وَقَرِّي عَيْنًا. Powerful verses again in Surah Maryam. Allah says, we instructed her to shake the palm tree that was just behind her, according to some narration, and the dates, the fresh dates will fall, assisting her through the birth, both through the falling and through the eating of it. And this shows us dates are very rich in iron. And that is something that the child would need. And it is also assisting in childbirth. And it has fiber that also helps. Allahu Akbar. There is a lot. But that itself is described in the Quran. The lesson is for all of us that there is a pain when it comes to childbirth. But they do it willingly. Allah says, حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهًا. Insan, which means man, the mother has held man in her belly, whether she liked it or not, and she gave birth, whether she liked it or not. Once it's there, it's too late to say, no ways, I don't want this child. Wallahi, you are going to hold the baby and you're going to give birth to the child by the assistance of the Creator. That is the plan. So we need to respect our mothers because they've given birth to us. Simple answer. They gave birth to you. Allah chose them to bring you into existence. Can't you choose the path through, or can't you choose to respect the path that Allah chose via which you came into existence? Imagine you drive from Johannesburg to Durban, and as you come here, you now break the road and you instruct, if you've got the power to do that, you instruct people to destroy the road. How are you going to go back? What's going to happen? We came from heaven via a certain path. We will get to heaven via the same path. Allahu Akbar. Have we understood this? We came from heaven via a path. We will get there via the same path. If you are going to bomb that path and destroy it, how are you going to get to heaven? This is why Allah says, even if they are not Muslim, respect them, utmost respect. There's only one condition where you may not obey, and that is Allah says, وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبَهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Allah says, if they are struggling and striving towards distracting you from Allah, instructing you to do that which is prohibited in your deen, then you will not obey that command, but you still need to live with them with utmost respect. Anything your parents instruct you to do that is not prohibited becomes compulsory. Subhanallah. So if they tell you drink alcohol, you say no. If they tell you please go and buy me a pound of pork, you say no. If they tell you take this money and go and gamble a little bit, there are the lottos that are there, we need to tata my chances, you say no. Subhanallah. Why? Because that is wrong. But then when they tell you, can you please go and buy me a bit of water? You say, yes, it becomes an act of worship. It becomes an act of worship. So this is why we need to respect our parents. So many verses in the Quran. And then the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is full of instruction how to respect our mothers. Not only your own mother, but any female who's given birth is on another level. Subhanallah. Not only your own mother, but any female who's given birth is on another level, to the degree that if a woman dies in childbirth, she goes to paradise. No reckoning. Nothing. Gone. Subhanallah. May Allah open our minds and hearts. Today we sit here, the bulk of us have at least said one or two things that we are not proud about to our mothers, to say the least. We need to seek forgiveness from them. No matter what, they are the means through which we were brought into existence. Look at your hands, five fingers. Where was this developed? Listen to what Allah says. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Do you see the reproductive seed that is produced? Did you make it? Did you create it? Or did we? Allah says, think about it. We made it. It was a reproductive seed. Fusion of the gametes, zygote, embryo, fetus, mashallah. What happened thereafter? Suddenly, they saw your heart beating through the little scan. Hey, look who's there. Mashallah. Who put it? The creator saying, did you do anything? No, not at all. Allahu Akbar. You didn't. Allah says, we made it. Think about it. Then he says, we gave you your identity. الذي خلقك فسواك فعدلك في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك. Powerful. Allah says, he is the one who created you. He put your form. He made you balanced. Balanced in every way. I'm standing, I'm balanced. If someone has to damage my ears, I lose balance. Allahu Akbar. Look at the creator. The balance is in my ear. Amazing. You shake up somebody's ear, they lose balance. Loud sound and you drop. Why? That's Allah. He says, we gave you your balance. Allah says, we placed you in the form we wished. Everybody has a different form, different identity, different thumbprints, fingerprints, different iris print, totally different voice, because the combination of the larynx, voice box, and the way it comes out and projection is totally different, completely from the beginning of creation right to the end. Allah says, we made you. Where did all this develop? In the womb of your mothers. If it happened anywhere else, there is a great likelihood it would have flopped and failed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Allah says, we gave you your thumbprint when you were in the womb of your mother. So your whole identity is connected to your mother. Who fed you at that time? The creator fed you. Correct. But through whom? Wallahi, there was a pathway through which you were fed. Do you know what some of the doctors say? Now believe me, I'm not a doctor, but there are quite a lot of them sitting here this evening. They say that whatever you needed was already taken from your mother, whether she ate or not. It was taken from her. Then when she ate, it helped her. So if you need calcium, it goes out of your mother's bones, not from what she ate, from her bones. Then what she eats will help her own calcium. Subhanallah. So you took by force. Allah says that in the Quran. Qur'an. وَوَضَعَتْهُ قُرْهَنَ. Allah says, by force it was taken. It's gone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. That is your mother. Are we ready to respect them? I haven't heard an answer. Are we ready to respect them? Ameen. May Allah open our doors. Even if we feel they might be disobedient, I told you that a mother is a gift and a test. Why? A gift because we are in existence through her. We had her. We have her. And a test because wherever she goes wrong, there is a method of correction. We need to understand it. Wallahi, we need to understand it. There is a method of correction. It brings to me an incident that I want to mention when it comes to method of correction of people. I was on the Khau train yesterday. The Khau train, I'm sure you must have heard of it, from the airport to Santon. And there was a gentleman who was an official on that train who was extremely rude as he passed. And everybody looked. There were some professionally looking people who were seated there and others who were casually dressed. And myself dressed quite similar to what I'm dressed right now, minus this robe. This robe is actually there so that you listen to me. It's not there for any other reason. They say if I take it out, they won't listen to you. So the truth is, I was seated and he was so rude as he walked past, and I looked at the others and I said, no, this man needs to be corrected, because this is something that is a great achievement for South Africa, and if this is the attitude, he's presenting the wrong image of such a beautiful country. So they said, look, please don't try. Someone said, no ways, don't even try. Leave him, it's his job. If you want, take his name and report him. I said, no, I'll do it. That's my job. So when he went right down the aisle, as he came back, he had a slight smirk, a smile on his face. For some reason, someone must have said something. And I seized the opportunity. I looked at him, I said, hey, I didn't know you can smile. When you came the other way, you were so arrogant, I was about to take your name and report you. Do you know that? And now you're smiling. Wow, look at those teeth of yours. And he began to laugh. And it solved the problem. I gave him the message. We cracked a joke about it. He knew I was serious. And at the same time, he knew that the message is across and we were friends. MashaAllah. But that's just one simple example that happened yesterday. With our mothers, they are a test. They may tell us things that are not correct sometimes. If that is the case, We need to correct them beautifully in a nice manner. Oh my beloved mother, you know this is wrong. Or I think we have another way of looking at things. Oh my mother, you've given birth to me. I would never ever swear you. I would never ever turn my face away from you. You are my mother. I wouldn't do that. But my dear mother, the way you're treating my wife is not so, you know, it's not the proper way of doing things. Notice I'm now coming to the politics of it. May Allah protect us. My dear mother, you know, really, I think just talk to her with respect. That's all I'm asking for, but in a beautiful manner. Not to say, right, packing my bags, I'm out. Never ever going to come here again. You know, you're a burden. You should have never been there. Well, if she wasn't there, you wouldn't have been there. So, subhanallah, that is Allah. He created us. The day we get married, sometimes we divorce our mothers, not realizing that our mothers, the love we have for them, there is no competition between that love and the love we have for our wives. It's two different things, different departments. MashaAllah, totally different departments. You know, you love your house and you love your vehicle. You cannot give up either one. It's two different things altogether. Your house, you love it. MashaAllah, you live in it, you stay in it. But you need your vehicle to go where? To go to paradise. So the vehicle is your mother. The house might be your home where your wife stays. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our doors. We need to realize that the respect is such that it's a test from the Creator to see. When you were in need, she looked after you. And that's what I was mentioning. I went back to meaning pre-birth. At birth and post-birth, she looked after you to the degree that had she not been in the equation at that time, you probably wouldn't have survived. If she dumped you, may Allah protect us and grant guidance to those who think of that. Or if she didn't have the patience with you, what would have happened? Mothers are very, very proud of their children, I'd like to hope. But mothers too need to learn sometimes to be patient. You know, you hear the children yelling, sometimes yelling. Don't worry. The children, their job is to cry and yell in the mall, in the presence of everybody. In a hall like this, you hear a child non-stop crying. That's a test for you, my dear mother. Test for you. Why? People are watching you. The child is doing what's normal for the child. But are you doing what's normal for you? If you get agitated, angry, slap the child, shut up, and so on. Wallahi, you're failing the test. Maximum you can do is get up, try, walk out a little bit so you don't disturb the others. MashaAllah, the message is across. And thereafter, if they still happen to scream and yell, no problem. That's what their job is. You can actually pretend like you haven't even seen it and carry on. Allahu Akbar. Sometimes in the mall, and I've seen it happening, where the mothers need a bit of guidance. You know, we have to speak on both sides here. Both sides of the coin. Where the mothers need a bit of guidance, they get more excited than the child. My child is screaming. The child's nappy. Oh, everybody in the aircraft is now going to talk about us. But everybody knows that it's the child, not you. Allahu Akbar. Imagine if for a moment they thought it was coming from you. I wonder what would have happened. So don't worry. It's normal. Absolutely normal. So handle it that way. Don't get excited. Don't worry. Don't be agitated. The lesson for the fathers here as well. Do you know why? I've mentioned this before. Why is it that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, your mother, your mother, your mother, and then your father. Let me quickly make mention of the narration of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. There is a question that was posed. According to one riwayah, even Abu Dharr, is the same narration. He says, O Messenger of Allah, who is the most deserving of my good companionship? My goodness. Listen, it's not obedience here. Obedience, the father's the boss. We need to obey him completely, and he will also issue instructions to our mothers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that understanding. We will obey our mothers for as long as it comes under the instruction of our fathers. That's the Islamic ruling. If your father says something and your mother says something, the law is your father's statement overrides and overrules. With all respect to our mothers, and inshallah we hope that that is not the case where there is conflict. But who should I be the kindest to? Man ahaqqu an-nasa bihusni suhbati. Who should I be the kindest to? The answer was your mother. Who next? Your mother. Who next? Your mother. Who next? Your father. So thrice he repeated the word mother. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. I don't want to go into deep explanations of that because of time constraints, but I can give you one simple logical explanation. At night, when you had the colic prior to that little age of yours, and you were yelling, what happened to daddy and what happened to mommy? Answer the question, and then you'll know why it's mother, 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 then father. Subhanallah. Sometimes some of the fathers have a separate room. When the child is young, I'm sorry, I'm just going to sleep on the couch or next door. Subhanallah. They didn't have the patience because I got to go to work in the morning. Well, am I not a human being? Allahu Akbar. This is why even if they take turns, 3 nights you look after, 1 night I look after. Well, if you say why, some intelligent fathers will say, well, that's because it's the hadith. Allahu Akbar. Thrice it was you and once it was me. Look at how they misconstrue it when it suits them. When it suits them. May Allah make us fathers who are also role models to our own children. And may He make us exemplary husbands and exemplary fathers at the same time. And more than that, may He make us exemplary children. Because sometimes when you get your own kids, you forget about your mother. That's when she needs you most. Let me inform you of what happened at the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. There was a man with an old lady on his back coming to Amirul Mu'mineen. He says, you know, this woman is my mother. I look after her. I take her to the loo. I bathe her. I do this for her. I do that for her. I do absolutely everything for her. Have I fulfilled her rights? Now naturally, Amirul Mu'mineen Umar radiallahu anhu was a very intelligent man. He looked, he may have posed a few questions, and then he says, there is a big difference between you and her. She did the same you are doing for her now. What did he say? He bathes her. He takes her to the loo. He feeds her. He probably, he doesn't say that, but he probably cooks for her. He probably does everything for her. And he's saying, have I now been obedient and, you know, have I fulfilled her right? As for the right, the answer is not yet. Why? There is one major difference. She did the same for you. She took you to the loo. She cleaned up. She faced so much embarrassment at times because of you. And at the same time, she fed you. She gave you cover. She granted you that protection, the hug you needed when you needed it most. And I hope we hug our children on a daily basis. And not just a weak hug. Solid hug. Solid hug. Why not? Wallahi, it enhances and boosts the confidence of the child. The child feels a sense of belonging. Hug the child, a solid hug. Don't think that, no, I'm a man. You know, I got a big beard. Where am I going to hug my son here, man? Come on. Wallahi, that's how it works. Your children say statements to them that will make them smile, because that is when you develop the link. If you don't, the guy selling drugs might. Then what happens? Allah protect us all. So Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu says, you know what, she did everything. But when she did it, she used to pray that you live forever and ever. You live long, you're healthy and so on. You're doing it and you're thinking to yourself, when is this going to stop? That's the difference. Do we see that? Old mother on the back. Hey, how long am I going to do? The mere fact that you're asking a question, that have I fulfilled the rights, it means you're hoping one day it'll end. When she did it, she hoped it never ended. Look at that. So this is why it's important for us to realize the value of a mother. When we say al-jannatu tahta aqdamil ummahat, some scholars of hadith will tell you that that hadith is weak. Some might say it is not worth quoting. The reality is, the meaning of it already shows that that path I spoke about moments ago is the path through which we can enter paradise. Why do I say this? Let's use another hadith. Another hadith. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once climbing the minbar, he said Ameen. Ameen meaning Amen. No, Ameen. The next step he said Ameen. The third step he said Ameen. And everybody heard him saying this. They were inquisitive to ask him, what happened there? He says, well, Jibreel came to me, Gabriel, with revelation. He came to me, he made three du'as, three prayers. He said, destruction be upon the one who witnesses the month of Ramadan and exits it without receiving forgiveness. So I said, Ameen. Then he says, destruction be upon the one whom my name is mentioned in his or her presence and they do not say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the third one, he says, destruction be upon the one who has been given the gift of witnessing one or both of his or her parents at old age, and that itself does not result in him or her entering paradise through their service. Which means if you want to enter paradise, serve your parents. Your mother more than your father. Why? We've explained already. Your mother is a woman. She needs you. Sometimes we are guilty of not even calling her when we live in a city away from her, or even in the same city, or visiting her. Make it a point every day, 1 minute call. For our business, we can make a call. For our wives, our children, sometimes we can make call. I hope we're making the calls. But when it comes to our mothers, we forget them at a certain stage when they are invalid. When we say invalid, we mean sometimes they can't walk. They're thinking of you. Oh, my son, you know, he's now got 4 children. People are visiting her. She's talking only about you. You can't even think of her. You can't even give her a call. Mom, I just wanted to hear your voice. Salaamu alaikum. Put the phone down. Allahu Akbar. That would be powerful enough. And as old as we are, we're guilty of that. Believe me. Some might say, well, my mother passed away. I was an orphan child because I didn't have parents. Or you get different answers. Wallahi, they have rights over you even after they've passed away. I was reading a hadith in our Saturday afternoon program in Harare where the rights are mentioned of your parents, your father. To be good to the friends of your parents after they have gone is also a right that they have over you. Subhanallah. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu once met a Bedouin man, gave him a lift on his donkey and was so good to him, gave him a gift, did this for him, that for him, gave him one of the turbans that he was wearing. And the man sitting next to him says, why did you do all this when he's a Bedouin? He must have been so excited the fact that you gave him a lift. He says, my father knew this man, he was a friend of my father's. And I've heard the Prophet ﷺ say that it is the duty of a child after the demise of their parents to be good to the friends of their parents. Allahu Akbar. Look at this. Which religion is going to teach you as an act of worship? You greet a friend of your father's, it's an act of worship. Only because you saw your father got along with him. And what about your mother? Same applies to the sisters. Sisters, wherever you see someone, your mother's friend, go make 5 minutes for her. Salaamu alaikum, how are you? MashaAllah, everything well, so on. They'll give you dua. And that brings me to that point of dua. We heard it in the beautiful rendition ahead of us, or just a few moments before I came on the podium here. The dua, the prayer of your mother. Do you know what the hadith says? Be careful, watch out. Be careful of the dua of your parents against you, because there is no barrier between it and the Creator. No barrier. When your mother says, destroy this child. Oh, that is so dangerous. Allah says, there's no barrier. Because that was the means through which you came into existence. If she feels you are not fit to exist, that's death. May Allah protect us. This is why mothers, no matter what we do to them, normally and generally, they won't just raise their hands against her. They still have hope. Nah, that's my son. That's his habit. You know, he swears, he shouts, don't worry. Even if we swear her, she'll cry. If we embarrass her in front of people, she might cry. She'll still defend us behind our backs. You know, that's my son. I know his habit, shame. And he's, Allah grant him goodness. Inshallah, he'll come out of that habit soon. She's got hope. Children on drugs. The mother cries day and night. Allah save us. Ya Allah save us, save our offspring. Ya Allah, save this ummah. Wallahi, I heard some very, very unbelievable statistics for our part of the world regarding drugs and how lightly people are taking the, you know, weed. They call it weed. In my part of the world, they call it mbanje. We ask Allah to protect us. Wallahi, we need the dua of our parents. So she will cry, making dua. No, my son, no, I have hope in him. I this, I that, or in her. She continues to make the dua. What a blessing. We ask Allah to grant them the ability to make dua for us. The acceptance. Naturally, there is a certain dua that comes out from the mouth. But more important than that is the dua that comes out from the innermost part of your chest and belly. Sometimes, you know, they say, the dua is coming from my belly, from the inside. Even if I haven't uttered it, it's there. Subhanallah. Put a smile on the face of your mothers. We prepared to buy a 10,000 rand gift for our wives, but we can't buy a 50 rand gift for our mothers. Why? For what? Try it, wallahi. Try it. See what happens. Some of our mothers, they don't want our wealth. They don't want anything besides our time and our good words. Time. Time is one of the biggest gifts of Allah upon us. Do you know that time is a creature? It's created by Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for him there is no tense. Present, past, future, that's all a creature of the Creator. He created time and he put us into what we know as present tense. If you move at a certain speed, you won't age. Go and Google it. Check. Time is something, it's a creature of Allah. This is why when we get to Jannah, we won't age. There'll be nothing. We cut a certain speed or whatever Allah has decided, only Allah knows, and we won't age. We'll be all at 33, the peak, mashallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness. May He grant us mercy. I see a lot of the older people smiling here. Don't worry, 33, yes, no mistake. 33, three, two times. No problem, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant that to us. The reality is, we need to revise. We need to revise our relation with our mothers, all of us, whether they are alive or have passed away. We need to achieve their du'as. Ask them to pray for you. I try my best whenever I have a Jum'ah talk or something, I'll tell my mother as I'm going, Ma, I've got a Jum'ah today, please make du'a, it goes well. She says, Beta, don't worry, it will go very well. And I come back, she says, how did it go? She just gives me a smile. Subhanallah. I'm letting you in on something which I do. We'll call her this afternoon and tell her, you know what, function this evening, inshallah, make du'a, it goes well. Okay, alhamdulillah, done. Don't worry, Beta, it will go very well. Don't worry. That, you know, it's a statement that you know is going to come out. That's a du'a. Why not? Then you have a relation. When you then speak to your mother, she will respect you to the degree that she'll listen to you. Listen to you. Because you are such a good child. When you tell your mother, Ma, you know what? I just need you to do this for me. She'll say, why not? You know, you tell her, Ma, the barfi you make is so good. I need you to make a little bit. Wallahi, she'll make a whole lot. Even if it's going to, you know, gather the fungus later on. But she'll have made so much for you and she'll put it for you. Mom, I'm not going to eat all this. But better you ask me for it. Here is it. Take it. Subhanallah. That's your mother. Wallahi, there is a natural link between a mother and a child. We have two problems. One is, we are not exemplary children in a lot of cases. And two is, we are not exemplary mothers in a lot of cases. So this is what we need to look at. Am I an exemplary mother? Naturally, we are asking the sisters. Am I an exemplary child? No matter how old you are and how many children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren you have. What did I do for my mother after she passed away? For example, I can make dua for her and so on. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our doors. This evening, we've dedicated it obviously for this. Believe me, there is still a lot that can be said. But I want to say what I always say. When you have a cough, you can't have the whole bottle one time. You have 5 mils at a time. So we've released 5 mils, inshallah. Let's have it. Let's taste the effect of it on our throats. Let's try and understand. Let's put it into practice, starting with myself. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me the ability to practice upon what I preach. And at the same time, every single one of us, let us make dua for our mothers. Ya Allah, grant them goodness. Ya Allah, grant them good health. Those who are alive, Ya Allah, make it easy for them to look after the children, to look after us. Ya Allah, we want them to make du'as for us and not against us. Ya Allah, make it easy for them. Those who passed away, Ya Allah, grant them Jannah. Make it easy for them in their graves. Give them paradise. The small issues we've had, let's resolve them. The best medicine sometimes is silence. If there's a huge problem, don't go out and disrespect. You must be silent sometimes. And sometimes you need to be very firm, but very polite. You need to draw the line. You know, as I said, there's a lot that can be said. Let me mention a few pointers, if I'm allowed to do that. Many people get married and suddenly the politics begins. One of the biggest reasons is you haven't drawn the lines. No one knows where the line is, so they don't know what to cross and what not to cross. Each one is in the other's territory. So before you marry, you explain to your spouse, look, we're gonna get married, inshallah. This is my mother. She is the most important female in my life. Cannot replace her. Not that I want to replace you at all. Our children will not be able to replace you as well. But at the same time, please don't cross this line. That's her government. Now, that doesn't mean you need to bring about a passport to say, you know what, now I need to cross here. No, but you need to tell your mother as well, Ma, I'm getting married, I love you, I will always adore you, I'll put you on top of my head. In the Arabic language, they say, Ala rasi wal ain. I will sacrifice my head and eyes for you, oh my mother. My life I'll sacrifice for you. But Ma, this is a line. Please respect the woman who's coming into the home. Don't utter a word against her. If you want to correct her, talk to me, my wife. Talk to me, I will tell her. Subhanallah. Now what happens? Mother knows, my son spoke to me. He didn't disrespect me, but he gave me beans. You know those beans we spoke about? I had them voluntarily before he was born. Now he's given them to me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our doors. So that is also something we go wrong, we haven't drawn the line. We ask Allah to open the doors for us. We should never ever live in a way that we earn the wrath of our parents, no matter what. And I would like to invite everyone, myself included, wherever there is an issue between ourselves and our mothers, let us resolve it tonight. Let us never be too proud and arrogant to say, Ma, I'm sorry. I apologize to you, I was wrong. Even if you know you were not wrong. No problem. Tell her I was wrong. I was wrong. No problem. Because that's a small statement that will make her happy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our doors. Grant us the fulfillment of the rights of our parents, our mothers in particular. As I said, we've dedicated this evening. Day is a mother's day. Every day is a mother's day. This is why if we are celebrating the mother tonight, the truth is, all we are celebrating is the fact that we were given the opportunity to listen to a few statements connected to how we should be celebrating our mothers our entire lives. A mother is a celebration, believe me. And this is why it is very important for our women folk to have as many children as possible. That's the hadith. The Prophet says, Tazawwaju al-waduda al-waluda fa inni mubahim bikum al-umama yawm al-qiyamah. Get married to women who are loving and childbearing and have as many children as you can. Now can means, I can't say 5, 10, each one according to their capacity, their health, their ability. Before it used to be 15, it dropped to 10. Now it's, I think it's about 2, 3 and they pack up. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. Whatever your capacity is, bring them up in a proper manner. Let me inform you why. Every Allahu Akbar that your child does, you get the full reward of whatever goodness they do. Every good deed they do, you have the full reward of it. The more the merrier, on condition that is quality, not quantity. What that means is, if we have 20 children, all of them don't read salah, it would have been better to have 5 whom we taught salah, and we taught the Quran, we educated well, and we granted them some goodness in this world, so that they can also be an asset to us, rather than against us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our doors. May He grant us every form of goodness. I see a shadow to my right. I'd like to think that that means my time is up. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding, and may He open our doors for us. The reason why I overshot is because I feel the mothers deserve overtime. We get excited when the ball is kicked overtime. Forget the ball. Our mothers, wallahi, have suffered much more than we would ever dream of, we'd ever imagine. As for the men folk, we will never, ever, ever know what they've been through for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our doors. I make a dua for my own mother. May Allah grant her healthy life, good life, and really open the doors for her. And all the mothers of all of us who are seated here, and the ummah at large, may Allah open their doors, grant them savior and protection from the ill health at old age. Most of it is connected to the fact that they gave birth to us. Whether it's arthritis or this or that, a lot of it is connected to us. May Allah open our doors, make us children who are obedient. And I hope and I pray that we've done justice to this evening's title that you find written. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this coming from my heart, going straight to your hearts. And may He make me also a person who's forgiven on the day of Qiyamah. And every single one of us, may He grant us love and affection. And until we meet again, inshallah. Sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabina Muhammad. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.